ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4have 3 questions each. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test.
Dialogue 1.
Hey Mark, guess what?
What?
I'm running in a marathon next month.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know you liked running.
Yeah, I just started a couple of months ago.
And you're running in a marathon? Which one? The one in Gifu?
No, the one in Shizuoka.
Shouldn't you be running something a bit shorter?
Like what?
Like a half marathon. There's one in Mie in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm busy that week, but I did think about it.
Okay, there's also a half marathon coming up this weekend in Toyota. There's still time to sign up. You should think about it. Start small.
You're right, but the one I'm doing is a team marathon. I'm doing it with 4 other runners. Each of us only has to run about 8 kilometers.
Ah, I see. Well, that sounds perfect then.
Question 49. Where is the woman going to run next month? Dialogue 2. Thank you for calling Star Cinema's information line. This week, we are showing the movie Toy Story 4. Showtimes are weekdays from Monday to Friday at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Weekend showtimes for Saturday and Sunday are 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Ticket prices are $10. However, shows before 7 p.m. are half price on weekdays from Monday to Friday. Thank you again for calling Star Cinema. Question 50. When can people see the movie for half price? Dialogue 3.
Hi, Bill. I saw you riding your bicycle the other day when I was on the way to class. Is that how you usually come to school?
Yeah, but today my friend gave me a ride in his new car.
Oh, that's nice. I always come by train and bus, and they're so crowded.
Yeah, I know. I have to take the bus home today.
Question 51. How did the man come to school today? Dialogue 4.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, this is Mrs. Jones speaking.
This is Peter from Speedy Auto Repairs. I'm calling to let you know that your car has been fixed, and it's now ready to be picked up.
Oh, great. Can I come and get it this Sunday?
We aren't open on Sundays. You could pick it up tomorrow, on Saturday.
Oh, no. I'm busy tomorrow. I can't come.
If weekdays are better, we're open Monday through Friday. How about picking it up next week?
No, that won't work. Can I pick it up tonight?
Sure, but we close at 7 o'clock.
Great. See you later tonight.
Question 52. When will the woman pick up her car? Dialogue 5.
Hey, Jim. Which one of these smartphone cases do you think I should buy?
Well, this yellow one looks nice.
Yeah, I like that one.
Or how about this blue one? It's made of leather.
I was also thinking of that light green one.
It looks nice, but it doesn't look that strong. It's made of plastic. How about the black one? It's metal.
Yeah, I saw that one, but it looks a little too simple. You know, I'll get the leather one you mentioned. It's the nicest.
Question 53. Which color smartphone case will the woman buy? Dialogue 6.
I'm thirsty. Shall we go to Barista's Cafe for a nice hot coffee?
Okay, but I'm going to have one of their frozen shakes this time.
I thought you had one of those last week.
No, that was John. I had an iced coffee and some cheesecake.
Oh, that's right. Actually, you know, I wouldn't mind getting something to eat.
Why don't you try one of their butter cookies or their cherry pie? Both are really delicious.
Good idea. You know, instead of coffee, I think I'll have an iced tea and some cherry pie.
Question 54. What is the man going to drink at the cafe? Dialogue 7.
Hey, George, try some of this coffee.
That's delicious. What kind of coffee is it?
It's actually a special blend of beans. I got it from a coffee shop nearby.
Really? Which one?
It's a place called Full of Beans. Do you know it?
No, where is it?
It's in Casey Shopping Plaza. You go to the north entrance and pass by the big electronics store. You turn left at the jewelry store, and it's between the shoe store and the travel agency.
Thanks, Meg. I'll go there on my way back home tonight.
Question 55. Where is the coffee shop located? Dialogue 8.
Attention. This is an announcement for all those traveling to Washington. We regret to announce that the train scheduled to depart at 9:15 has been delayed because of heavy snow and strong winds. Due to these weather conditions, the train will instead be departing 90 minutes behind schedule at 10:45. We sincerely regret the inconvenience. Please be aware that the usual travel time to Washington of 2 hours may increase, depending on weather conditions. Once again, we apologize for the inconvenience.
Question 56. How long will the 9:15 train to Washington be delayed? Dialogue 9.
Hello, Dr. Jones's dentist office.
Hello, my name's James Smith. I have an appointment on Tuesday at 2:30. I'm afraid I have to reschedule my appointment.
I see. When would be convenient for you?
Do you have any openings on Wednesday?
Yes, we do. We have an opening at 4 o'clock and at 4:30.
I can't make it in the afternoon. Do you have anything in the morning?
Let me check. Nothing on Wednesday, but we could see you at 9 o'clock on Thursday or 9:30 on Friday.
Okay. I'd like to make an appointment for Thursday.
Sure. See you then, Mr. Smith.
Question 57. What time will the man visit the dentist?
Dialogue 10.
Hello, Colchester Sports Center.
Hello, could you tell me if you have swimming lessons for children this summer?
Yes, we do. We have lessons for children of all ages.
Lovely. My son is 3. Do you have any lessons that he could take?
Yes, we do. He could take morning lessons on Mondays or Saturdays from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Or he could take afternoon lessons on Tuesdays or Fridays from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
I'd like to come when there are fewer people. Which day would you recommend?
I would suggest the afternoon lessons earlier in the week.
Oh, thank you. In that case, I'd like to register my son for lessons beginning next week.
Question 58. When will the woman's son take swimming lessons?
Section B. In Section B, you will hear 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished.
Passage 1.
Good evening. This is Sophie McIntyre with the London Weather. Today was quite cold and breezy, with a high of 13 degrees and a low of 8. On Monday and Tuesday, London will warm up significantly, and we will see a high of around 22. This is 9 degrees warmer than the average 13 degrees we usually see at this time of year. However, the Weather Bureau has cautioned that London's weather will change quite dramatically on Thursday. It will become windy and rather cloudy, but with only a little chance of rain. Temperatures will fall steeply, with a high of 6 during the day. The night will be cold, with temperatures falling to minus 1. On Friday, there may be snow in some areas. That's it for now. Please check our website for the latest updates on London weather.
Passage 2.
Dave, you bought a new printer last month, didn't you? Maybe you can help me out.
Sure, what do you want to know?
Well, I want to buy a printer too, and I was wondering what kind you bought.
I got a laser printer.
Oh yeah? How come?
It's really fast and good for printing documents. So if you need to print a lot of documents, you might want to get a printer like mine.
Yeah, I'll mostly use it to print documents. But I also want to print out pictures.
In that case, you might want to get an inkjet printer instead.
A what?
Inkjet. They're very affordable these days. They're also better for printing high-quality color pictures. I'd recommend that. Mine wouldn't be good for that because it's just a black-and-white printer.
Only black and white?
Yep. There are color laser printers too, but they're a bit pricey. Oh, and if you really want to spend a lot of money, you could even get an all-in-one printer which comes with a scanner.
Is there anything else I should think about?
Yeah, go wireless. I mean, you don't need all those cables.
Okay, I'll do that. I don't think I'll get a printer like yours, though. You know, printing photos is really important for me, but the color laser printer is probably too expensive, so I'll get an inkjet.
Have you thought about where to buy one?
I'm not really sure. I have a Mac computer, so I thought I could just go to the Apple store and get the printer there.
You know, I don't even think they sell printers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And even if they do, they're probably expensive.
I saw an advertisement the other day for printers at Johnson's electronics store. But they only sell used stuff, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't get a used printer. It's better instead to get a new one. Why don't you try ABC Electronics? They always have a great selection to choose from, and the salespeople are really helpful, too. Oh, and another place you could try is Future Shop. It's an online store.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That way I won't have to carry the printer home on the train. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate your help.
Passage 3.
Welcome to Sky Tours. How may I help you today?
I'd like to book a round-trip flight to Madrid in October.
Okay. Do you have any specific dates in mind?
Well, I have to attend a conference on the 12th and 13th, so I'd like to arrive there on the 11th, and then leave on the 15th, if possible.
Okay. Do you want to fly out of Nagoya?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let me see. There's a flight leaving Nagoya on the 11th. Coming back, you would leave Madrid on the 15th, but you'd arrive here in Japan on the 16th. The tickets are 200,000 yen.
That's a little expensive. I was hoping for something under 150,000 yen.
Well, there's a flight out of Narita for 120,000 yen.
That's much cheaper. Are the dates the same?
No. Coming back, you'd have to leave at night on the 13th, and you'd arrive back in Japan on the 14th.
Does the price include the flight from Nagoya to Narita?
No. That would cost another 20,000 yen.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather fly out of Nagoya than Narita. What if I changed the dates and arrived a day earlier in Madrid? Would that change the cost?
Just a moment. Let me see if there are any flights available. Oh, okay. Here's one. It leaves Nagoya on the 10th and arrives in Madrid on the 11th. The return flight leaves Madrid on the 14th, arriving in Nagoya the next day. This flight would cost 150,000 yen.
Yeah, but that doesn't give me much time to see the city.
You could also leave Nagoya one day earlier on the 9th. You would arrive in Madrid on the 10th. The price would be the same.
Oh, okay. I'd like to reserve that flight. I'll see the city first and then attend the conference later.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make your reservation. Could you give me your name, please?
Passage 4.
Welcome to Pacific Sports Club. Could I have your membership card, please?
Actually, this is my first time here. I'm thinking of becoming a member.
Okay. Are you familiar with our different membership plans?
No, not really.
Oh, I see. Well, let me explain them to you then. We have four plans. Bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Our basic plan is the bronze membership, which can be used from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays only. And then we have our silver membership, which can be used 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The gold membership offers 24-hour access, Monday through Friday. And our top plan is the platinum membership, which offers 24-hour access every day of the week to all our facilities.
I see. How much does each membership plan cost?
It's 4,000 yen for the bronze, 6,000 yen for the silver, 10,000 yen for the gold, and 12,000 yen for our top plan, the platinum. These fees are to be paid monthly.
What's your most popular membership plan?
Well, students usually choose bronze because it's the cheapest. However, the majority of our members prefer being able to come whenever they want, so most of our members choose the top plan. Some office workers prefer the gold plan, while many senior citizens choose the silver plan.
Okay. Well, since I'm a student as well, I'd like to sign up for your most economical plan.
Great. If you could just fill out this form, I'll get you started.
This is the end of the listening test.